Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 people there. The latest bombardment comes days after an Israeli attack off a fire, a Rafah tent camp that killed at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
Israel said it had targeted Hamas commanders and had not intended to cause civilian casualties.
This is a devastating incident.
An Israeli army spokesperson said the military was investigating the possibility that munitions stored near a compound targeted in Sunday's airstrike may have ignited the blaze. Meanwhile,
Ireland formally recognizes the state of Palestine.
Spain, Ireland, and Norway officially recognized a Palestinian state.
That is Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron Tuesday was among the global outcry after an Israeli airstrike Sunday triggered a massive blaze killing 45 people in the tent camp.
Did look very, very concerning, very worrying, and so we're asking for that to be investigated rapidly. The Israelis have already said it was a tragic mistake, but we want to see that properly investigated.
Chief Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said it was unclear what set off the deadly blaze, but added that 17-kilogram munitions used in the strike were believed to be too small to have set off such a big fire. Spain, Norway, and Ireland formally recognized the Palestinian state Tuesday in a coordinated effort by the three Western European nations to add international pressure on Israel to soften its response to last year's Hamas-led attack. Israel condemned the diplomatic move, which will have no immediate impact on the war in Gaza. This is VOA News. Defense officials in NATO member Poland have presented a plan to strengthen surveillance and defense along its eastern border with Russia and Russian ally Belarus. The government says Poland, which supports Ukraine in its defense against Russia's aggression, is being targeted by hostile actions from Russia and Belarus. They include cyber attacks, attempted arson, and migrants being pushed illegally across the border. The government plans to invest more than $2.5 billion in state-of-the-art anti-drone surveillance and defense fortifications, barriers, and natural obstacles to strengthen defense and deterrence at the border. The defense minister and armed forces chief of staff on Monday presented those details of the plan, which should be completed in 2028. The African National Congress has been governing South Africa since 1994, when Nelson Mandela was elected president following the end of apartheid. But as voters get ready to go to the polls Wednesday, the party, known for its opposition to apartheid, faces dissatisfaction from some citizens who feel the party has not delivered on its promises. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo has that story.
Daryl Glazer, associate professor at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, says it's going to be the closest election since the era of inclusive democracy began in South Africa in 1994.
All the opinion polls are suggesting that there's a very serious chance that the ANC is going to fall below 50% of the vote and that it's going to be forced into some kind of coalition.
Glazer and other analysts have told VOA that allegations of corruption, scandals, and disunity within the ANC have helped the opposition gain ground. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Lawyers made their closing arguments in former U.S. President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly reports.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016. To keep quiet about a sexual encounter she says they had 10 years earlier. Trump denies wrongdoing and says he never had sex with Daniels. In his closing argument, defense lawyer Todd Blanche sought to discredit the testimony of both Daniels and former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who testified he handled the payment to Daniels and that Trump approved the cover-up. New York prosecutor Joshua Steinglass urged jurors to set aside their personal views of Trump and instead determine whether prosecutors had proven their case. Jurors could begin deliberations as soon as Wednesday.
UN development specialist Gary Connolly was named Haiti's new prime minister Tuesday evening, nearly a month after a coalition within a fractured transitional council sought to choose someone else for the position. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.